Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking time to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our wonderful listeners. Great to be with you, Ed, and everyone else this beautiful Sunday morning. Once again, so happy to be with CHI Memorial. Glad that they're our title sponsor. So glad they're building a hospital in North Georgia. I found a few more people this past week that had no idea, again, that we're building the hospital. I think we need to do a little more advertising for that because it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Yes, people, a 60-bed hospital is coming in North Georgia right at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, right where my office is. And it should be completed within 3 to 4 years, something like that. Groundbreaking is set for about July of 2020. And again, Happy New Year to everybody. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, what it's going to do for the community and for North Georgia. And I'm sure we'll have some people from Southeast Tennessee coming down because a brand new community hospital with ER, ORs, inpatient, us as outpatient right next door is fantastic. We continue to grow 4700 Battlefield Parkway as well, which is just fantastic, bringing in more and more specialists. As you know, you probably know we have, gynecology, surgery, surgical subspecialties, primary care, thank you very much, and cardiology and others. And it's still growing, allergy and immunology upstairs. I can't wait to see what CHI is going to do down the road. Still happy also to work with Benchmark Physical Therapy, wonderful people working with them in North Georgia and Fort Oglethorpe, and LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare. Through them, I work with Home Care Solutions of Ringgold and Dalton, two offices there, folks, and also Heartlight Hospice. What a wonderful ministry and wonderful people to work with, and that is in Dalton as well. We have a new office, as I told everybody. I don't think we've done an open house yet. If we ever do, I'm going to try to announce it. But if anyone is listening in Dalton, it's not terribly far from where Oakwood Cafe is. You know about Oakwood there, Ed?
No, I don't.
Okay, Oakwood, you would like it. They have, some great veggies, great food, some healthy, some not. But one day we'll have to talk about it. And periodically when I'm down there, I'll run by Oakwood. I think we've talked about Cyrus before. Yes, folks, we'd love to talk about food, which is, you can enjoy food and be healthy too, which is one of our mantras. But yeah, Ed, you need to run down and visit Oakwood Cafe sometime. Just nice home-cooked food. People, wonderful place. Go try it out. Get something healthy. Don't get the fried stuff. But so happy to be here. Wonderful, wonderful January and starting out this new year right. Ed?
Well, thank you for that. And I will try to make a visit to that restaurant. And I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Been in business since 1979. We offer a vast amount of different services. We're not just a nutrition store. We have 13 practitioners, everything from acupuncture to nurse practitioner to chiropractic to massage to nurse midwife, you name it, almost we have it. In fact, we just signed on 3 new therapists this week who are moving into our center. I do want to say something. My daughter Katie had I've had a lot of response to something she had posted, and I know it's a little past the time here, about New Year's resolutions, and it was really cool because the way she worded this article that she had written, she said she gave up doing resolutions. What she does is create intentions. And I really found that to be a neat twist on that word. So resolutions tend to have an air of a possible great failure to them because they seem to be a different kind of challenge. Intentions don't. I can have an intention and it can vary from teeny amounts of application to it to vast amounts, but I'm still winning if I have the intention and hold on to it. So I'm just passing that.
Well, Ed, let me throw something else out for you to do. I agree. I don't make resolutions either. I do make plans, a goal, so to speak, and I always tell my patients that they're making, say, an exercise goal. don't make it too lofty. Don't make it go from sitting on the couch to doing a full, you know, triathlon or something like that. I guess unless you've done that before, but you know, make it a goal that should be a little difficult but reachable. One thing I'm doing this year is looking for a word to characterize my coming year, and I and several friends that I know are doing this. And this is from like a say a Bible study standpoint. You know, it's what is my word for the year. Interesting thought. I usually hate that kind of thing. I find it just a little bit quirky. But you know, this year I'm doing that and just thinking and praying about what I want in my life as a theme for the coming year. So I'm doing that. I haven't picked the final word yet, but I am doing that. I don't know. There may be somebody else that wants to do it. Other thing I haven't told, I'll tell you listeners, you'll hear this first. I'm thinking about next year doing something completely different for New Year's Eve. There were some friends of mine that went down to Atlanta. I can't think of what it was called, but it was a Christian sort of thing, but it was Passion something. It wasn't the Passion where Chris Tomlin and Louis Giglio are doing Easter, but it was down at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and they rang in the New Year, but in a very wholesome, safe way. Yeah, I've never done that on New Year's Eve, and when I saw some of the pictures, I thought, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. It's clean, it's wholesome, family-oriented, and there is a very good chance I'm going to look, maybe nothing that big. That was 3 days of conference for these people, but I'm strongly considering looking for that kind of thing for the end of 2020. So maybe somebody out there knows of something really good closer than Atlanta. They can share that with us.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And so hopefully somebody can take some advice from that. Katie does have a Facebook group called Earth Conscious Mama that's private, but you, all you have to do is answer a couple questions and she would approve you. It is talking about the amazing amount of research going on about the toxic effects of our household chemicals, our toothpaste, our skincare, our deodorant, or you name it. It is possible and probable that this could be harming us in a cumulative sense. No one thing's going to hurt us. It's when you fill the bucket it with one over another, and then it starts becoming more toxic. So go to Facebook, Earth Conscious Mama, if you want to learn how to do this in a reasonable, low-cost manner to clean your environment up in your house.
In the reverse, I'm sure she teaches that the healthy lifestyle, eating healthier products, healthier exercise is also cumulative.
Yes, same exact thing. But, you know, most of us ignore the fact that 80% of the skincare products sold in this country will not legally can be sold in Europe because they have such stricter rules and laws. Literally 80% can never make it. Now, what they do in other countries like Australia, if you look at any of their commercial cereals, from Fruit Loops down the list, they don't ever use artificial anything. They use colorings from beets instead of red dye number 7, which can cause significant problems in sensitive people. And it's the same company making it. So the companies, Kellogg's and all these companies, are able to make cleaner cereals. That doesn't mean they're not still full of sugar. They still taste almost identical, but they just know that these chemicals are more addictive. They are prettier because you can't make a bright red, you know, Fruit Loop by using beet. It's a less, more dull red. But in Australia and other countries, they will not allow this crap to be sold.
And what's the real motivation behind that?
Follow the money trail. Mm-hmm. Follow the money trail. Yep. And I did eat at a place I've never eaten before this weekend. I'm going to talk about it on another segment here, the next segment probably.
Like I said, I had some food from a brand new place too. So we'll both have something.
And Nutrition World has gone online for anyone who can't get out and wants to order. We have prices that are matching anything online. It's nutritionw.com, and you just go to the shop button, and we have same-day delivery. And I always want to make this point. When you order supplements or drugs or anything perishable in the heat of the summer, you are going to have some destruction to that product as it's being stored and shipped. We do it with ice packs. We have come to realize that it is simply not common sense to ship things in warm weather. I mean, right now we don't have to worry, but keep that in mind when it gets around spring again. And, you know, we can always pop in a hot day every now and then, even in the middle of winter. So be cognizant of that.
And probably a fairly large delivery area?
About 40 miles now. We were at 50, now we're down to 40 as far as the same day delivery. Now we ship everywhere in the United States, but we have a carrier who goes within 30 to 40 miles of our store. I mean, it's really cool because I love getting these calls or these emails, which I've had like 3 last week. I ordered a product from you at 10 o'clock in the morning and they knocked on my door at 11:30. That's the way to impress people.
And I've been spreading that word, Ed.
Well, believe it or not, it's already time to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. We've got a really interesting guest, Dr. Matt, a friend of mine coming in. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Again, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. We have a guest, a wonderful one, Dr. Matt from Rev Optimal Living. And Matt, Dr. Matt and I have known each other now for a good amount of time. My daughter actually first probably knew you before I did. And he has an amazing upcoming event that has to do with health and balancing. And I talk ongoing for decades about poor health is many times connected to losing our rhythm, losing our balance, losing our homeostasis. There's all kind of words that create that. But welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Matt.
Ed, Dr. Green, appreciate you having me back.
I guess, you know, just tell people a little bullet point about the theory that you have embraced in your professional life as to helping others to achieve optimal health, because I access your therapy. I see you once a week. Didn't this past week because the, you know, upside down holidays have kind of screwed things up. I'm committed to 2020, so I would see you every Wednesday night probably, or evening. So tell people, what is it you do? And then we can talk about this exciting upcoming seminar.
And I appreciate your commitment. And yeah, life happens and we recommit and we just get back on the path. But to share a little bit about our theory and what it is that we do and how we best support people. Long story short, I believe and know to be truth that we all have this incredible potential that lies within us. We tend to live certain lifestyles. We have experiences in life, stresses, challenges, and over the years, those build up within our physiology, our biochemistry, change our neurotransmitters, our neuropeptides, and sometimes when we get stresses and challenges, it tends to build up in the body, disconnects that brain-body communication via the nervous system, and over time, cells start to degenerate. We have the aches, the pains, the symptomatology, and we tend to try to look outside of us most of the time, which there are those situations where we absolutely do need that support. But my message to people is, when it is possible, always look within and look within the ability of the body to heal from the inside out. And that's really our message, to really help people live a more holistic lifestyle, healing from the inside out, and really, more importantly, when they get their health back, creating the life that they truly want to live.
Well, that's a wonderful entry into this. Now, I'm not going to try to explain this. When I come down to you, it is a 15 to 30 minute, I'll call session, I guess.
Session's perfect.
And you are not adjusting me. You're not moving my bones or doing muscle work, really and truly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just so people can visualize, what does it look like when you are giving me a session?
So it's a hands-on technique. I am placing my hands on people, but it's not what you typically think of a massage or chiropractic adjustment. You have specific access points along your nervous system, similar to an acupuncturist who'd use the meridian system and that energetic channel. And my intention and what I help and support people with is bringing attention with these hands-on contacts to very specific areas where people hold stress or tension. And, you know, quantum physics shows us that wherever attention goes, energy flows. And wherever energy flows, healing and change can occur. So at the end of the day, I'm just bringing awareness to pockets of areas of the body that have been not paid attention to a while. And like anything in life, when we pay attention to something, there's going to be change.
Now, out of curiosity, as you know, the neophyte here, the traditional medicine person, over the last, year and a half, almost 2 years, Ed, I've been getting schooled in non-traditional, which I'd never gotten before that. So it's been, you know, drinking from a fire hose of non-traditional medicine from Ed and you, and it's a lot of fun. Now, I'm hearing a lot of, at least from a theoretical standpoint, some similarities to what our acupuncturists have said as far as how, you know, their thought process and how the body is healing. Is there some correlation?
So, yeah, absolutely. There is correlation. Qi, life force, energy, whatever you want to call it, there is this energetic flow that flows within all 100 trillion cells in the body. There's different ways to approach it. I personally have just been trained in the way of working with the bioenergetics of the nervous system. But at the end of the day, it's about letting that energy that created us from one cell from mom and dad and created this 100 trillion cell organism, that life force, to flow a little bit more efficiently. When we're connected to that, that's when true change can really happen.
I love that. And, you know, before you even got here, Dr. Matt, I was talking to our listeners and Dr. Green about Katie writing an article about not having New Year's resolutions, but having intentions. Mm-hmm. And intent to me is the critical tipping point, I think, of what I would call people who are healers. Because I just know from a fact, from experience of 63 years and being professionally watching people's health for 41, that half of what we do is our intention when it filters down to the patient, to the client, to the friend, to the loved one. Because if Dr. Green walks into his patient's room and he cares, because I know him too well, he cares greatly for his people to be better. Not everyone in this healing profession is in it for the same game. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, his words and his touch of the shoulder can be medicine for the soul. Now, when I come to you, it is powerful. I will have to say at times, and other times I don't feel anything. But that's the way it is with meditation. It's the way with acupuncture, many things. So,
you know, something you said, Ed, and I mean, it goes right along with Matt, just resonated. I was thinking about patients this past week, some of them that just said, either at the beginning or the end, can I just have a hug? I mean, yep. It's the strangest thing. Touch is so healing, just that alone. I know nothing about how to do anything Matt does. I don't do that. I don't do acupuncture. I'm learning, or acupressure, but just that simple touch, mm-hmm. you know, which I told you, my dad taught me the same thing. That is healing by itself. So, just on my mind.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you have a toolbox that are conventionally trained toolbox stuff. I have a toolbox that's radically different. Dr. Matt has a different toolbox, but we all get results. Mm-hmm. So why is that? Part of it is the intention of the healer, and I will never ever change my opinion of that. Now, Dr. Matt, when I have heard many stories of your patients, and I will have to say that some of them actually they don't even have words to explain the power of some of the initial sessions they get with you. In fact, my son-in-law, we're not going to talk about him too much, he was so scared after, and no one gets scared now, please don't get that impression, but he was kind of not drug in,
nervous, yeah,
he was nervous, and he went because, you know, Katie went and this and that, and he still talks about the power of that first mm-hmm. session that he had with you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, I'll touch on intention with the intention. That is the biggest part, because what is an intention? It's a vibration. It's a act to try to help and create someone else, especially when we're talking about as the facilitator. And it all comes down to intention. This is why goals don't necessarily work as well as intentions, because intentions tap into the emotions. And when we're in that emotion, that energy and motion, we have the ability to connect to more of the infinite potential instead of the finite when we try to create things on our own. So I can absolutely agree with that, the infinite.
And the, you know, maybe just touch on, because we've got about, you know, 4 minutes left. What reasons do people come to you? Like physical reasons? I mean, I know my physical reason. I didn't have a specific one. I just felt I know I needed what I would call a tune-up, because mm-hmm. I work too hard. I do I take really good care of myself with supplements, which I really feel is absolutely necessary when you're 25 or 30, because of soul depletion, if nothing else. And knowing that you have a toolbox at Nutrition World or Dr. Green's toolbox, where if you're sick, you can actually do something that can make you get better quicker. Now, I love the herbal kingdom instead of the pharmaceutical, but that's why we have such a great show. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, I feel so much more balanced after sessions. Like, I haven't been in 2 weeks, and I can absolutely tell it. But I know I've recommended people to come to you that have very serious concerns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People come with all different concerns, just like any doctor, an acupuncturist, massage therapist. There may be many different issues that they're experiencing. What I'll share with you is that the body is designed to heal. When we give it the right conditions, it starts healing in a particular direction. Now, there's things that we can do to stunt that growth, like making bad decisions, bad choices, bad lifestyle stuff, but there are also things that can really help and accelerate that. I believe what it is that we do and how we support people, whether it's physical aches and pains and headaches, the symptomatology you typically think of going to a chiropractor, or whether it's anxiety, depression, full-on disease process, cells essentially are not adapting and they're degenerating. So what I believe this process does, it accelerates the healing and integration process. So yes, whether it's anxiety, depression, or stuff like that, or stress-related issues, everyone's going to benefit from getting the hands-on work, whether it's from someone like myself, my brother-in-law, Dr. Brian out in Ottawa, or anyone who, like you guys, hold a strong intention to help that person make a change in their life.
I love that. And, you know, like Dr. Green taught me this from his father, you know, I've really made it a point actually for a whole year to, if I've done what I call counsel, or what I also educate, I guess I would use the word, people who I can sense instantly are struggling with fear of their health condition, I will touch them on the shoulder before they leave. Mm-hmm. It has been a game changer, Dr. Green, I'm telling you. And I've told this story probably a dozen times about what your father said. And it has changed the way that I deal with people.
Yeah, that would make my dad so happy.
Well, he's sensing it somewhere. So there's not a day goes by now that I'm not more cognizant of the need to touch in a very, very professional manner, and all it takes is a touch on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. What Dr. Matt's doing is my touch on the shoulder times 20 because it's 30 minutes long, or some sessions are 15. But
And then that's the thing too: love, compassion, empathy. Mm-hmm. That is palpable to people; they can feel that, mm-hmm. and that creates that change in the system. And people have actually said, with the laws of quantum physics and what we're learning about energy, like, we can just think about someone and give them positive vibration, help and support them. You've seen the things with prayer and what that does in a community. Mm-hmm. I personally believe, though, there's something very special with that hands-on physical touch, mm-hmm. and the power that I can actually give.
Well, tell listeners about this upcoming seminar or class that you have.
Yeah, so I'm actually not teaching this class. This is going to be a neural activation one-day intensive workshop put on by my mentor, who I've learned from, my coach, Dr. Suki Mukher. He lives in Vancouver, Canada. He's been doing the work that I'm doing for the last 20 years. He has a level of mastery and understanding of the bioenergetics of the nervous system, and it's coming up January 18th, and it is going to be an extremely powerful event to help people really overcome chronic issues, challenges, and giving them a palpable tool to be able to overcome the stress response and really create a life that they truly want to live, whether that's from a physical health standpoint or vitality, well-being, connection, spiritual connection, health, wealth, abundance, all of the above.
Now he's going to teach techniques that we can take home with us.
Absolutely.
Right?
So it's going to be a one-day event, Saturday, January 18th, the next weekend, at the Camp House. We're hoping to have about 200 people there. It's going to be a powerful event. First half of the day, teaching education, because we all know once we become more educated about how something works, it just clicks and we become more empowered to actually take action on that. So it's really important. But the other piece to it is the actionable step. And in that day, we'll go through two sessions of this neural activation technique that, you know, I talked to some people that had done it about several months ago in Vancouver that I knew personally. And all they could say was, this was one of the most powerful things that they've ever done in their life. And I've been playing with this for the last 6 months as well.
Ooh, I'm excited myself. And I love being in the presence of people who are mentors of others and myself. I'm a big geek and I love technology, but there's nothing like being present. Mm-hmm. There just isn't. The power of that is 100 times opposed to technology. So more information, how do people, if they want to learn more at this point, or, and also we're going to have information flyers at Nutrition World. If you can't get anywhere else, you can come by there and pick it up. But so how would they access the website?
The easiest way would be to go to our Facebook page. If you have Facebook, Rev Optimal Living, we have tagged on the top the actual event on Facebook. The website, I want to make sure I get this right, revoptimalliving.com/DRSUKHI S-U-K-H-I dash neural activation. We can put that in the show notes, or it's on our website for on the Facebook page. But you'll be able to go there, watch a video, watch some testimonials from other people that have experienced it. And what I'll say, if it resonates with you, if you feel like this could be something that could take your life to the next level or just make a small change, I 100% invite you to this class. For all the people that I work with that are in our office, I'm telling them I 100% guarantee they will have a life-changing day. That's how powerful I believe this day will be. So I'm just trying to share that message with as many people in Chattanooga that I can.
How lovely, my friend. And I'm so glad you could come in and talk to all of us about that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
So thank you, guys.
It's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health and places that Dr. Green and I have gone to eat this week. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, we're always talking about health and food, and we do love to eat. And I eat out a lot. I don't really fix foods, which is not a good thing. I know, I'm admitting it. But I ate at a place that's been here a long time. It's over at Hamilton Place Mall, Hana, the Japanese cook in front of you restaurant.
Where is that?
Well, it used to be called another name, and they changed it to Hana, but it's right there. Near the TJ Maxx kind of deal, near Olive Garden. But I will say that I was modestly impressed. Here's always my same take on these places is, I know that people may classify me as a purist as far as food choices. I'm really not, because if you lived in other parts of this country, I'm much more of the norm than the abnorm. But here, we still have a long way to go to change the thought patterns of foods. But Hana brings out a wonderful array of vegetables, wondering if they actually were pre-cut and pre-frozen or something. But they did taste really fresh, and they look fresh. But the thing that gets me is the fact they use margarine. It's a bone I will never stop picking, because margarine is nothing but a type of chemical plastic that has been made to look and taste somewhat like butter. And you can get used to it and think, hey, that's pretty darn good stuff, and it's half the price. Butter is healthy unless you overdo it. It has many of there's a substance in it called anti-stiff factor, and there's actually a molecule that has a name for it in there that helps people and animals to not have a stiff joints. But I love butter, especially organic butter. But why don't they, you know, use butter? I know why. Profit. Again, like you said earlier, let's follow the money trail, and that's exactly where it was. But I did enjoy the food. I got a bunch of vegetables, which we need. All of us need more vegetables in our diet. I try to get 9 different vegetables per day is my minimum, and most people maybe get 9 in a month. I hate to be harsh on people, but I don't count corn. I don't count potatoes as vegetables. In fact, I do a podcast. Here I am rambling, but I do a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. The one I did that just got posted was 5 Tips to Eliminate Food Cravings. because that is a demon in people's lives. And I talk about the biochemistry of that as far as the part of the brain that is addicted to foods is identical to the part that's addicted to cocaine. It's the same exact thing that lights up when they do the scans. So it's not to be taken lightly. Food cravings are a serious issue. I mean, I know your patients probably talk about it, don't they?
Well, we all do. I mean, the best thing for me is avoidance. I find the less I have it, the less I want it.
Well, that's a big part of what I talked about. I did talk about how to balance it when you are having it, but it does require a program, a protocol kind of deal to get off of it. It isn't going to happen. You can't be like a cigarette smoker. Okay, I'm going to smoke on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and not smoke on the other day. It just doesn't work.
I'm going to have to check out the podcast. I do tell patients one of my little tricks. Sometimes if I'm craving, say, chocolate, strangely enough, or any kind of sweet, just a tiny bit of peanut butter may not be the healthiest thing, but suddenly that craving is gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, completely gone. The oddest thing. Sometimes it's a protein bar, maybe a healthy Zunta bar from Nutrition World, but something like that can also, just really get rid of the craving so I didn't have something bad. Hey, and that the place is over there near Olive Garden, you said, by the mall?
That's correct.
And you're right, it used to be something else. I can remember eating there, say, 6-7 years ago, and it was a different ownership, so it's changed.
I think Ichiban or something like that was the name. I'm not sure.
There's an Ichiban off of Brainerd Road, and used that for birthdays and whatnot. And they do a good job, same kind of cooking. Zucchini is fresh. I mean, they really do have some decent veggies.
Yeah, and Chattanooga needs it. And I was so disheartened to hear yesterday that one of my favorite places to eat, because I love the atmosphere. I don't like these super loud places. I guess that's a sign of getting older. But the Chop House, I've eaten there for 25 years.
No, don't tell me.
They're shutting the doors in 2 weeks.
You're kidding me. I love that place.
I know. And they said there wasn't enough business. I don't know if I believe it, because they seem to always be very consistently busy.
I've never been where it's not crowded.
Yes. So something else is going on, I assume, but I'm going to eat there as much as I can this next week.
That's a shame.
And, I don't know about other people, but I have memories of family and friend and loved ones time together at restaurants, because
absolutely,
it's such a commonality between people to go out and eat. And my dad, who's passed away 10 years ago, he loved the Chop House. We ate there more often than any other place.
My kids practically grew up there. Sundays after church a lot of times, yeah.
So
great place. I used to love a grilled chicken they had with some cheese along with just a plain baked potato and broccoli. One of my favorite meals there, and I didn't feel too guilty, and usually couldn't even finish it. It was so much food. So that is a shame. So now I ate a couple of places though. I didn't know if you had eaten at Provino. So I've had a couple of meals there, and the last one was some chicken marsala. They have a great salad. You can actually go to an Italian restaurant, I found. Now, I wasn't perfect. I did have a little pasta there, but I wanted it. And they do have that huge roll. Oh, gosh, it's really a bunch of butter with some bread in it is what it is. But there's so much garlic and butter and all that. So it's a lot of it's unhealthy, but they do give people, most people around here know, but a free meal on your birthday, which is, up to, I think, $16. Mm-hmm. But at least the most recent one with more salad and, the chicken, which I think was baked. We were talking about that off the air. Mm-hmm. Not half bad. The other one was the Edwin. So, there was a New Year's Eve thing there. So that was, a couple of weeks ago. But all the food, I think the restaurant there is the White Bird. I've never eaten there. I may get the name wrong. I'd have to look it up. So I've never eaten, but it looks nice. But all of the food they served, granted, was not the healthiest thing in the world. But I will say this, the flavors were incredible, like crab cakes and whatnot. So I plan on going back there one day and just trying the food for myself, looking at the menus that they have. It was finely prepared, well prepared, very tasty. So you'll have to help me research and see how the quality is.
I bet it's pretty darn good. And in fact, and not going to belabor the point of food restaurants, but the Public House had just a phenomenal meal at the Public House last week. Mm. It was they just don't get any better, because they literally source everything they can locally. They understand the value of proper foods, like the purchases of proper food. You can't, a lot of restaurants, they find their skill level is to take something in a can and then manipulate it with the right spices and seasonings to make it palatable and good. No, Public House does the opposite. Let's look for the food to be of highest quality first, because I tell you, people, most of us have forgotten what it tastes like, the real quality food that our grandparents ate.
Let me ask you this. I think Public House is right down from a few of my other favorite places, like the Choo Choo and Stir and Aaliyah and all that. But have you eaten at Frothy Monkey before?
No.
Okay, so, I've walked through there a lot of times and I haven't if I've had a meal, it's been so long I can't remember it. But I did go over to where they were preparing it, and it was excellent. I had a few of my friends go that are vegetarian, and they actually enjoyed it. So they have a wide variety of choices. Usually I think of that place as dessert and coffee. But they have a lot of food. They have an elevated seating area. I walked around there, it's been easily a month ago, and I found people, say, our age, sitting around reading books, people on their computer, all the way down to teenagers visiting each other, having coffee, and had their computers out. So a wide range of ages. It's right there at the Choo Choo, so there's a lot to do and see. Wow. So a good tourist spot. Check it out, Frothy Monkey. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we filled up the airways with plenty of recommendations this time.
And we do not get paid for that, by the way, people.
I do want to say one thing before we end up finishing about something new we are just introducing at Nutrition World. We had a card that was a very special card that we actually came out with last year, a Wellness Plus card. We have revamped it and made it even more of a valuable component to people. What it is when you own this card, you are going to have unlimited access to our wellness consultants. That also includes a registered dietitian. It includes Adam, who's a coach of everything from fitness to biochemistry. We've got other coaches. We've got Katie. A lot of women come to her who, may have imbalances with hormones or, pregnancy things. You know, we're not treating medical conditions. We're optimizing health, and we make it very clear of that. But for $1 a day, you can have unlimited visits to wellness coaches. And I can tell you one thing, watching people for 41 years, and I'm sure you will not disagree with this, having a coach, if we use that word, having a partner, having someone who can monitor, hold you accountable, and give you proper education. I don't care if it's learning to fly an airplane or quit smoking or becoming healthy. We are in an age where that is a valuable component. I know we talked to Joy, the trainer at Goals, last week, I think, and I said this. There was a lot of my life I thought, well, that's a luxury item to ever pay anyone like a trainer or a health coach. No, it's not. Not if you truly need it. The world is too complex for you to spend the next 10 years trying to figure it out by making mistakes. Let's get people who already figured it out.
And one, that is a great deal price-wise, and knowing how much you would pay by the hour for this kind of consultation, mm-hmm. that is an amazing value. I am curious of one thing, thinking about another patient that was asking something. Do they do any type of parenting coaching, parenting classes, things just, that's more of a psych issue, really. But what do you do with kids doing this or that and, misbehaving? We're talking anything from, toddlers and up. Are there parenting classes or counseling?
That's a really good subject to bring up. No, we actually don't. And with Katie being a new parent, she is certainly on board to follow that path. So thank you for that.
Well, might be an opening.
That's right. Because we want to deal with, offer the ability for anyone in Chattanooga who wants to help themselves. We want to be that partner on that journey to wellness. That means that if you're acutely sick, that's not what you do is come to us. You go to Dr. Green and his people. And if you want, medical checkups, that's not what we do. But we are there to educate and help people find a way to be optimally healthy.
And that would be a good educational point. It wouldn't be so much practicing medicine as, most parents, we learn by the school of hard knocks and making mistakes. So, that would be a fine thing. It was a great idea. I thought when somebody asked me, I have no idea where to go for that. That's a great question. And, books and whatnot. I've read multiple books over the years. But you know what? Someone who can just sit down with you and say, what is the issue you're dealing with in your family? Mm-hmm. And then give you some sound advice. And that is important for the child's health and the parent's health as well, because kids can drive parents nuts just like parents can drive kids nuts.
Absolutely. And, we have to manage our lives. They're not going to run on autopilot, intention. We've used that word already 5 times today. We if we get up and we just live on a surface kind of life, we're going to, I heard somebody I really respect, he kind of harshly sarcastic, said, most people live lives of graduating from school, getting married, having kids, drinking beer or alcohol, retiring and dying. That's pretty much sums up a lot of people's lives. Well, that's pretty damn sad, because I want to be alive, not just dead alive.
It was an interesting point this morning in a devotional I was reading, sort of like intentions. It was just talking about belief driving your actions. What do you truly believe in? Your belief in God, belief, what you truly hold dear, will guide your actions. It's going to drive your, I guess, your intentions and your actions. I guess we all know that, but you don't really stop and think about that too often. I had to stop and think, what am I doing? You know, what do I believe, and how is that affecting me and what I ultimately do and how I treat you, my friends, my family, work, and everything. So it was an interesting little twist that I hadn't thought about before.
I like that, because it's easy to be asleep in this life. It truly is, because, you know, to be aware, you have to be aware that you're not aware. And so you're kind of caught. And, you know, people who have the door cracked open are starting to realize, maybe I should open it a little further. And we, you know, hopefully can find the people who can help you along that path. I guess we've been a real conversation on how to help yourself by finding the right people. I say this all the time, that we need to create a team, especially as we age. Don't think that you can learn it all off Google. It's just simply not true. In fact, Google, and I'm always ranting about them, they changed the algorithm on June 8th of this past year, where you can no longer search the same things as far as natural health. They really have handcuffed, or whatever word you want to use, to not be very friendly toward anything but conventional advice as to health. So it's kind of frustrating for me. So you have to be more diligent. You have to look deeper. You have to know what to look for. And so please, no one give up on the search for optimal health, because if you're not going to think about it, it's probably not going to happen. So guess what, my friend? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
You know, I'm glad you always say that, Ed, and I've heard a few people say they enjoy that, which really does touch my heart. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. Let's begin with Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, which says that God will provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. So today we're talking about thriving, about finding purpose in our lives, as well as grace and restoration as we persevere during the difficult times in life. Now, I believe that God has a plan for you regardless of your past choices, upbringing, culture, or treatment you have experienced, or your own projected image of who you are. When God looks at you, He sees one of His children, one of His kids, a person of immense value. And with value comes purpose. The verse from Isaiah paints a beautiful picture of God taking the brokenness of your past and using it for something glorious. In addition, your hopes and dreams matter to Him. He has planted these dreams in you and will nurture them throughout your difficult times in order to give them life at just the right time. Now, one small example would be Ruth of biblical fame, who went through many years of suffering, followed by marriage to a godly man. Now, prior to meeting this man, she had lost her husband and all of her sons to death and was living in poverty with her mother-in-law in a land foreign to her. However, God provided for them, and her life was redeemed into one of blessing and purpose. In her new family, she bore a son who was the grandfather of King David, thought to be the greatest king Israel ever had. David was the ancestor of Jesus. And as we know, Jesus, with a small handful of men considered to be insignificant and eminently forgettable, changed the world forever. Now, believe me, there is nothing more valuable in this universe to God than you. There is not an insignificant person or a life without the hope of potential. He sent his son for you so that you might have life and a life of abundancy and vitality with victory over your past. Step into what he has done for you and is doing in your life and live the life of purpose to which you are called. Now let me close with a word from Joel Osteen. Make up your mind that no matter what comes your way, no matter how difficult, no matter how unfair, you will do more than simply survive. You will thrive in spite of it. My encouragement for you today, therefore, is to live your life, a life of purpose and calling, fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I love that, the word thrive. And no matter what difficulties we have in front of us at this moment, we will survive and thrive. And I know there are people who need to hear that at this moment.
And we've been talking about intention and belief today. And whatever circumstances you find yourself in, you are not in control of the circumstances. And we've said this before. You are only in control of your response to your circumstances.
And that is such powerful medicine. And, you know, we sometimes can just throw our hands up and feel like we're just a leaf floating down the little creek and we have no significant impact on our future life, but that is not true. There is something moving the checkerboard pieces that is the mystery that we can't control, but that doesn't negate the fact that we have still a tremendous influence on our life, our health, our day-to-day joy and happiness, and our love for other people and our love for ourselves. So,
and I found for me, I can choose to be miserable, but that's not loving myself. I'd rather choose to not be miserable.
Exactly.
But it is sometimes an act of will.
Oh, it's harder than I've ever, you know, at times it's much easier going to the gym every day than to pull that one out of the hat.
Well, that's a good thing to do, and sometimes that does change your attitude as well.
Absolutely. That is another good medicine. Real quick, CNN Health News says U.S. on track for one of the worst flu seasons in decades. And I know from my toolkit, we are selling more of these three items: Manuka honey, which we had the gentleman on here, Bob Everly, I think is his name, that grows the honey. It kills. It's just a wonderful natural remedy. Secondly, elderberry. We have a lady locally who's made the best elderberry liquid that I think I've ever used. Reasonably priced, and the studies are really clear that it's safe and it lessens the time of being sick. And then a liquid version called ACF for those who are able to stomach the worst tasting herbal medicine on earth. But if you start it within 2 days, you will be pleased. You will be pleased to the outcome.
And if you do a Manuka, make sure it's a quality, not blended. I think his company, Everly's company, is Bees and Trees, something like that. I know Nutrition World sells that, but I try to, you know, I've been telling my patients these same three things, especially the first two, just because I think a lot of people will not stomach a bad tasting substance. But, you know, elderberry, Manuka, why not? Why not do that? And, you know, I did that, had a cold coming on, and within 24 hours, the symptoms were gone. So that is a very fun thing to see happen.
Well, thank you very much for that. And you're right. The brand is extremely important. It goes from actually worthless to great. We vet everything at Nutrition World. And you can order anything online now at nutritionw.com and get it very, very quickly. I do want to make sure that, you know, everyone knows that it's important to me to tell people they need to have these things in preparation. Don't wait until you're just sick, and then try to get someone to run out and pick it up. You've wasted too much time. Just at least have one of these remedies in the house for you and your family. The other article on CNN, which I do love, it was a study by the New England Journal of Medicine. I don't have the study up there, but it says eating in a six-hour window and fasting for 18 could help you live longer because it cleans the body of toxins. It lowers inflammation. Those are the two things that intermittent fasting does. I'm going to do on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, a podcast on intermittent fasting within the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's about a 25-minute little podcast, and I explain how people can learn to do these things. And so I'm looking forward to that because I started intermittent fasting about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Thrilled to death on every count. Plus, it saves you money. You know what? I can't believe this segment's already flew by, Dr. Green, and that will do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living, and the website is Avalon Design Studio, which I should write down because I tend to always stumble on that one. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and a thriving day. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.